Bendo Radio is on now.
Well, welcome, guys. Infendo Radio here. I'm with Harrison.
Hey, everybody. Well, we're flying, well, just the two of us right now. So, yeah. We all can all put that aside because we are just a mere few short days away from the beginning of the next console generation.
That's
so,
right.
I mean, it's good times ahead and bad times for our wallets. So,
have you already purchased any of the Wii U games, or like, I mean, have you reserved anything? What's your status on this now?
I've already dead set on getting New Super Mario Brothers U. I just haven't pre-ordered it right now, and my Best Buy's okay. And I was just planning on using it from Best Buy pre-order, but they've sold out, I guess, on online orders. So I'm just gonna possibly just like hopefully they have a copy there when I get it. And the disappointing thing is I won't be able to be picking this up at midnight because apparently Missouri is just not joining in on the fun of midnight openings in Best Buy. Yeah.
No, really?
I went down the list in Best Buy and, you know, went through each state's whatever. And I was like, went down to my home state, Missouri, and none, not even in the St. Louis area, Columbia, or even Kansas City, or even Springfield, the major metropolitan areas of the state. Yet, even a state of Nebraska or Wyoming have Wii U midnight launches at their own local Best Buy. So I guess that's what I get for basically pre-ordering so late as I did. But you're at Walmart, aren't you?
Yeah, I am at Walmart. Yeah.
Yeah. So are they doing a midnight launch by chance?
Well, they so what I was told was that they're going to be open at midnight, and then the electronics department will be open at midnight. I just have to basically find the right people that know what they're doing, because I did this with the 3DS launch and nobody really – I was me and this other guy like, oh, yeah, I think we got those things in the back. And then you just got to figure your way out. But I don't know. I'm not exactly sure how popular the Wii U pre-ordering has been at my local Walmart, you know, so.
Well, I say, recently, I think GameStop just reported, I mean, that their orders for, like, the Wii U have, like, exceeded around to, like, at least over 1.5 million, like, over the country right now, and they have around, I believe, I mean, this is a rough number, about, like, 500,000 people, like, you know, people on the waiting list. So, maybe that's a good indicator there, and, I never really did a handheld launch at all in my entire. I think the only thing that close that I could probably do to that was I remember when I pre-ordered my Game Boy Advance, and you know I was in junior high at the time, so I was like no job or anything like that. So basically, I was like scrounging for change at the time, and I think what was it when it launched was like about $130, $140 or so. And at the time, whenever I'd always like do a little small work at my dad's like photo business, and that was about 3 or 4 miles away from, you know, our local Walmart.
Oh, right.
And I would just ride – when the day came, you know, it was over the summer, I just rode my bike over there. And as soon as I got that, I was, like, speeding as quickly as I could, you know, to my dad's office so I could just play this thing. So I think that's the only bit of rush to it. But, yeah, I mean, we're about getting really close to this thing right now. And it's just hard to believe from – few short, like up to the beginning of the year, we were just discussing like what this thing would actually, you know, the innards of this thing would be. And now this month, we're getting more and more information trickling into it, be it, Japanese only Nintendo Direct
or, that's right.
Or Bill Trennan, you know, making fun of like Satoru Iwata with fruit. I mean, did you see that? That local, I didn't get that at first until I realized, oh, wait. There was that video, like the first Direct with Satoru Iwata just holding up a
banana, wasn't it?
No, bananas, plural, bananas, yeah. And just staring at them. And that became a bit of a meme, like a short-lived, like a little bit of a meme online. And then Trennan was like looking at an orange. And I thought to myself, I was like, what is this? But yeah, I mean, it's good to see we're getting more of this information in right now. I mean, it's just where to start is the question.
Right. Yeah, well, it's crazy that we're like a mere 5 days away. What are we? We're Thursday, so even less than that.
It's carry the two. Yes, we are about 1, 2, 3 days away, so given the date right now.
Yeah, sorry. It's hard to know what day of the week it is these days. It's just kind of all blurring together.
Yes, but by the time this podcast airs, who knows? The Wii U will possibly be in every one of your listeners' hands at the
That's
moment.
right. That's right. Well, yeah, I mean, gosh, I'm actually super excited about this console launch. I mean, I've said that before, but like the more that it gets closer, the harder it is to like contain my excitement. You know, I'm like reading things about it online all the time, looking at like screen grabs of the games. I mean, I really can't wait to start playing these games.
Yeah, it is. And not only that, I mean, just today we've gotten about a few more like Wii U title game reviews at the moment. I mean, the first one I had read was the Wii U version of Ninja Gaiden 3, which we were I mean, Tecmo and Ninja like Team Ninja said that this was going to be substantially improved on the, very, like poor reception of the game that it had on the 360 and the PS3,
Right.
and I had my doubts about it because I kind of had a falling out with Ninja Gaiden after like the second game, and I never really. I mean, there was a part of me that was excited for the third one, but after those first few reviews trickled in, and I think what set the tone for me not to buy it or even pick it up was the IGN review, which I believe they gave it like a 3 or 4 out of 10,
Right.
and I think that just set me down for it. But IGN gave it a like a 7.6 and said it was like, a very. I mean, they had corrected a lot of the, like a. A lot of the missteps that the game had, be it I think it was like its difficulty and
Right.
just its even its like visual even if it came to its visuals. But I know there's a little bit more going into it. I think after I read that score, I was like, you know what, I've seen enough. So, and I'm a kind of person that I have to read a review to do it, but in this case, this one, I just like went by the scores, like, you know what, I know what I'm getting with this one. So that and the fact that like Team Ninja has not been the same since Itagaki left. So
Right.
but
And it's crazy that I guess they were saying that the Wii U console is pretty fun to develop for. So, I mean, hopefully that a lot of more developers are jumping on this trend. It's seeming like it's getting pretty good reception within the development community, you know? So that's good to hear.
it is. And, we still, I mean, even at this point right now, we still don't know how exactly powerful the innards of this thing is. I mean, I
Right.
know once this gets in everybody's hands, everybody's going to be, opening some, anybody like tech expert's going to be opening these up and like testing and like seeing how well this thing's going to be running against the competition. But, I'm sure with this one, it's probably there's going to be able to like, push the power of it right now. I mean, at this moment, I think the best thing we can actually say to this right now, we're going to be getting, first party Nintendo titles in HD. So, I mean, that alone is going to be, exciting for a little bit. So, I mean, as far as other reviews, Nintendo Land's been getting some decent reception at the moment. And, what was it? I believe IGN gave it a 7 out of 10. IGN gave it about, like, I believe it was an 8.6 or 8.7. And Kotaku, which their review system is based on 3D system. It's really weird what they changed the review system. Is either like the highest score is like yes you should buy this, but with the plus and minuses to it. Middle ground being like wait for it or rent, and then last one being like it's not worth the time. So that's kind of a bit of a weird middle, like a weird way to actually decipher as far as like when it comes to your purchase. But yeah, Nintendo Land, New Super Mario Brothers U got a 9.1 from
Yeah,
IGN,
that's awesome.
and so yeah, I mean, but I'm still waiting for those Zombie U reviews right now. I think that's the one where, I mean, I know you're planning on buying the game. I know a couple of my friends as well. They're friends that I've through the Twitter, like through the Twitter community, that are going to be buying it as well. But I'm still on the fence at the moment because I still have those bad feelings from Red Steel. I feel like it was going to be that console's version to Red Steel, but hopefully I'm proven wrong by that. But I mean, where should I mean? But yeah, I mean, as far as the videos that we've trickled in since the last time we've talked, where to start?
I mean, I think a good place to jump in is like the online, because we've gotten a lot more details about that, which is great. I mean, there's not gonna be friend codes. It looks like you're just gonna have to have like basically the universal login and then like a console specific code or something like that. So I mean, it sounds easier than remembering a whole set of numbers, you know?
Yeah, I mean, although there are those few skeptics, there's a kind of, I mean, one thing I've heard, like, a bit of people who are skeptical saying, like, oh, wait, if they're doing away friend codes, is that just a different name for that, well, as far as, like, a Nintendo Network ID? But from the few screenshots we've seen of the username, like, the Japanese text is, I think it's kind of guaranteed right now that we're gonna get those, like, user-created names to share. And,
Right.
one thing that I noticed that I think it was Polygon or Kotaku that pointed out, it was that there's a friend cap. There's a friend cap for this, but
right.
Here's the trick to it. I mean, the friend cap is at 100, which I will find reasonable. I haven't really reached 100 friends or users that I've friended with on Xbox Live.
Right,
I mean,
and that's the limit there. And some people were complaining about that, but I've had a hard time filling that up. I mean, I don't think I'm even close.
Yeah, but here's the kicker to it. You can have people who follow you or, you know, just subscribe to you or whatever as far as like a friend or people to play with. So it's kind of had that quasi Twitter feel to it, whatever, as far as like, you know, what I could say in comparison to it is it's kind of making yourself as your own little like private club or something like that. You know, mm-hmm. you get to choose who is, you know, your true friend. Not saying your true friends, but the ones that your friends that you want to keep online and those who are just like following you for a few games that you want to play with. So maybe this could actually create a new trend that, you know, something that Sony and Microsoft have not really touched up upon.
Mm-hmm. Right, right, right. And I think that that what they're doing here with the Miiverse is really exciting, actually. I was a skeptic, I'll admit that for sure. But I haven't got my hands on it yet, but I think I'm liking what I'm seeing, what Nintendo is bringing with this one. And then, I don't know, I just hope that third parties are going to jump on board and really take advantage of the online network, like all the Miiverse has to offer, you know?
It is. And, you know, I think the one title I'm really a bit like I wish would had online would be Nintendo Land. But, of course, Nintendo's stance on this is that they don't want – they want – this game to have, you know, based on playing with a group of friends that are in your living room as opposed to just everyone else online. I agree that to an extent, I mean, to recreate, I mean, because after once the dawn of online gaming, really, you haven't had that experience of just having a group of friends over to actually, you know, play a multiplayer game. I mean, mm-hmm. it goes down to the fact of like, hey, you know, how many screens is too many as far as have on your television to, you know, just to lower your own view as far as like, you know, in a multiplayer game. But in the case of this, it really, I mean, I can give them a little pass on that, whatever. I mean, when it comes down to like your Mario Karts or your Super Smash Brothers, I mean, that's where it draws the line as far as where you cannot have this as a, you know, play like, you know, a room only, like a non-on, like room only kind
exactly.
of like multiplayer. But, yeah, I mean, more we're seeing from this is just, like, I'm getting more excited for it, whatever, but do you find it odd, though, that we're, I mean, for all the, or, okay, from all the various, like, you know, game media sites that have gotten their hands on a Wii U, they haven't been able to test out the online, because, of course, from what we've noticed is it's going to require a day one update, you know,
right.
for, like, the eShop, I believe Miiverse, Wara Wara Plaza.
Yeah.
I believe all that's going to be day one update. So I really hope that does, I mean, for that casual audience that does end up picking up this console, they don't, like, bypass this, because what if they go at that point, whatever, not turning on the online to this and realizing and opening up all the bevy of features that this thing has to have?
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, I think that with what, like, I mean, you have a really good point about this. I mean, with the firmware update, it's I like that Nintendo is including, you know, thinking about getting all this stuff up to date immediately on the console's launch, not like the 3DS. But I mean, that could be kind of worrisome in itself that they're already having to have a patch for day one and that the gaming media isn't able to test it right now. So I know, you know, we'll see. I mean, we'll see exactly what Nintendo's got going on with that one, but I'm hoping for the best.
Yeah. And, well, what was it? Iwata announced that, this was also another bit of information that trickled out was, the Wii U will not have a virtual console at this, like, at day one. And that leads me to believe one of two, like, two things. One, they are going to be relaunching the server. Well, they've promised that it's going to be out there. They're going to be doing a massive overhaul of the service to, you know, revamp it and, you know, finally actually do what this service did when it was first launched with the Wii, was each week have about 3 or 4 good launches of, like, you know, virtual console titles each week as opposed to the non-existence of these games that we get probably right now. I believe it was like once every like 4 months that we got. I think the last title I remember that was majorly announced was Mega Man X2 or
yeah.
Mega Man X1. I think that was the last one. But secondly, I would have to say is, well, aside from the revamping of it right now, is maybe they're trying to revamp it to accommodate GameCube titles.
That would be awesome, actually.
Yeah, and I believe what was it like? Well, we won't be able to play Virtual Console titles on the gamepad, but that doesn't rule out the possibility of it. I mean, all these things that you
Right.
see that are like the Wii U's not going to be included or not, these things can be easily implemented with a system update. I
That's
mean,
right.
of
Just like
course.
what Xbox Live has gone through, like evolution after evolution. I mean, it doesn't even look the same as when the console first launched.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost the same thing whenever when you look at the evolution of Facebook. I mean, when I first started using it in college about 6 years ago, it is a far cry as far as what it used to be. I mean, personally, I enjoyed the simplification of that when I first that social media service I used. But I mean, from the time when the Live launched, it was just a series of horizontal blades. And yeah, and now you have all these apps, all these different kind of services to actually, as a nice little entertainment hub. And we'll definitely be seeing this probably in months ahead or maybe years ahead as far as this console to see an evolution of it and, different updates to it, because you're going to get some people who are going to get feedback on this as far as things to correct. And yeah, it's I am but back in the whole virtual console thing is if they do relaunch this, okay, and we do know that anybody who's had a Wii right now is going to be able to transfer all their save data, their WiiWare titles and
Yeah, that's right.
virtual console titles. I believe that you need, what was it, the transfer is, correct me if I'm wrong, do you need two TVs for this?
That was confusing to me, actually. I mean, I was kind of reading I think on IGN or Polygon or one of those sites, and they were kind of going through the process, but I don't really know, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I know. Okay, I think hopefully not. I mean, if not, if I just switch between two different different component channels, whatever, I'd be fine with that. But you do need 2 gigabytes worth of a 2 gigabyte SD card for the transfer, because that is going to be used as far as transferring onto it. But when it comes back to the virtual console titles, is this thing that leads to me is if they do relaunch this service, because the only way you're going to be able to play these games is through a Wii boot up system. So like the Wii is going to be, I guess, its own separate app to boot it up. If they do relaunch, once they do, whenever when they relaunch the service, is do you think that they're going to just be what is it? You have all these existing title, like they'll probably just push all the existing virtual console titles onto this new service, but don't you think, hey, for someone who would like to have these virtual console titles as far as on the main menu as opposed to going through a different set of menus, do you think, okay, would you buy into this if you own the title, say if you own like Super Metroid or the original Super Mario Brothers, if you were to you already own this title, you had to buy. Somebody, a friend of mine, brought this up from Gamers on Nerds in the Rocks. Would you buy this game again for $1 if they would say like, hey, the only way to transfer this is if you buy it back for $1?
I don't think I would, actually, because I mean that I wouldn't, but I'm sure some people would. I think I would just use my money on the newer games that are launching on the service, and because I mean I'm still going to keep my Wii. I'm not planning on giving it away, and if worse comes to worse, I'll just play the games on the Wii. I mean, instead of having to pay the extra money, because I literally have like probably 50 to 60 Wii to virtual console and
Dang.
WiiWare games. Yeah, I've spent a lot of money on their service, so it wouldn't be cheap to transfer all of the games over for me.
I'll say that's gonna I guarantee you your system exchange is gonna take a bit of a time. I
Yeah,
mean,
that's right.
but no, it's just like, but yeah, obviously with system updates, we'll soon probably find that time, whatever, to have virtual console titles to be played on the gamepad. But I mean, that's all the way. But speaking of firmware updates, the Wii just got its last firmware update today.
Oh, I didn't see that one. What was that one all about?
I believe this update is to be used for, updated for once the transfer happens. So I think you have to update your console just for that. And I mean, I was actually surprised when I just saw my console light up blue for a second. It's like, wow, what is that blue? What is that blue light that's emitting from my console for a bit? And I saw there's like I downloaded it again. And I was like, and one of the updated apps they put on there was YouTube. I was like,
Oh.
you took this time long enough time to update it with YouTube.
Thanks,
Nintendo.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, all right. I'll get you that. But yeah, I mean, it is. But I believe that with this last update, you know, ushering in the last bit of, you know, I wouldn't say the death of the Wii, but you know, the changing of the guard that we're seeing with this console. So,
With updates and all that. Yeah, that's kind of cool. At least they're getting that out of the way. They're thinking ahead, so they're not that on the day of the servers are just bogged down from all these people trying to update both their consoles.
Yeah, but moving on, one of the major features of the console that, you know, has been widely talked about, I mean, is, you know, obviously like the Nintendo TV service, but not just the TV service, but the fact that this console is easily going to be, you know, replace your TV remote.
Mm-hmm.
And from like word of mouth, like general, like the praise right now is that it's
awesome.
A lot of people are awesome. I mean,
mm-hmm.
but preferring this over the TV remote.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a pretty seamless transition as far as to powering up your TV. And, I mean, the only way I can compare it as far as like, when you're powering up your TV, you know what it is, push power, adjust volume, go to different component or different set of the TVs.
Exactly.
And, you know, do that. Where in the case of this one is, I mean, I haven't had my hands on it, obviously. This is from what I've read,
mm-hmm.
is that you power up your Wii, push the TV button, change, like, you know, different components on there, all with a click on your gamepad.
Right.
That's, aside from the games right now, that's, I'm excited just to test this thing out.
Mm-hmm.
I think, believe, once I... I mean, probably once I'm getting this is I'm just going to be, you know, testing out these various features on there just to get the hand of this right now. Because, I mean, when I first got the Wii, I mean, obviously it was like one thing I wanted to try out was, you know, obviously the packing game with Wii Sports. I mean,
mm-hmm.
that was the pretty much its own little instruction manual to like how to use these motion controls. And I would say the same thing that we're going to get with like Nintendo Land. But it's really interesting to see how this is going to be playing out. I mean,
right.
like, what of the features have you been excited for right now that are going to be like coming out?
No, definitely TV. I mean, it seems like it's going to be really awesome, and it just makes sense to have the, you know, being able to control your TV and the volume and everything, like switch channels on the television right from your controller. Because I mean, I think Nintendo's really positioning this Wii U gamepad as not just like a controller, you know, like the Wii remote looks like a remote control, but this one can act as a remote control, and that's really awesome. And
mm-hmm.
It's really cool. It's really cool to see what evolves out of this.
Yeah. Funny thing, I mean, going back a little bit, you mentioned that you're going to be keeping your Wii after once you get your console is the only reason why you're keeping it is just because the backwards compatibility of the GameCube discs?
That's a part of it, because I don't have my GameCube plugged in anymore. I mean, I got rid of that thing. The only thing – I mean, I have it. The only thing I would ever use it for is, like, playing Game Boy Advance games on the TV with the Game Boy adapter. But other than that, I mean, the Wii has been great. I mean, you can play a whole bunch of different games on there, and I can play my GameCube games, and it just looks nice sitting under entertainment center. So yeah, that and I don't know that I just
I'm just debating whether or not to sell mine. That's it. I mean, obviously
yeah.
the kicker to keeping this is I just don't have my GameCube hooked up right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I had lost my memory cards. I mean, all my memory cards that had all my save data from my previous game.
Mm-hmm.
So basically all my 100% that I did from Wind Waker or Metroid Prime 1 and 2,
right,
all gone. All
oh,
gone.
That's
all
rough.
Gone. All gone. And, you know, countless memories on there as far as, like, even though the data management, we've come a long way from memory cards into
right.
just cloud storage or, you know, internal storage on consoles. But I think I think the one thing that's wanting me to keep this is because I really like keeping my Nintendo consoles, be it, you know,
mm-hmm.
old or new. I mean, I feel as if, like, I don't know, maybe one day I'll have them all hooked up or something like that,
right.
like my own little man cave I could have, whatever, to play anything like that. But I'm just still tinkering with the idea of possibly selling. Maybe it's just me saying, like, yeah, I've running for cash right now. Maybe this will be my new Super Mario Brothers U money or something
That's
like that.
Right.
But I doubt that. But we'll see how this goes. But I think it's once you transfer everything from your console there, I think everything's wiped from the Wii.
Oh, I didn't read that. That's crazy. Oh, wow.
I think if anybody wants to correct us, probably I believe everything like it performs the entire system wide, but I could be wrong. But
And
so
that's
there
crazy
is.
because I mean, some of the data you can't save on a memory card because, like, I know the Smash Bros. Only can be saved on the internal memory. It's really weird some of how the rules of the save games work. So I want, hopefully those would transfer over at least, you know?
Brawl save data cannot be saved on an SD card?
No, absolutely not. I mean, you can if you like want to hack your console, sure, but I mean, like standard, no, you can't do that.
That's odd.
Yeah,
I mean,
isn't it crazy?
oh, that's oh, I've wow, that makes me that they probably want to keep the console right now, well, unless this system wipe is true. But I mean, I think I may have glossed over. I may have just put that in my head, thinking like that. Whatever, when it comes to like I don't know, when you're transferring all, like, well, unless it's the same thing when you do with your 3DS, when you're transferring from like a original 3DS to an XL or something like that. But
Yeah, it's weird why Nintendo imposed those rules. I mean, there's just some games that just won't work like that, but I don't know. I'd hope they would have figured that out with a console transfer, you know? And definitely if they haven't figured that out, like if you can't transfer those files, I'm not gonna do that console transfer for at least those things, you know?
I may just do that just because I'm obviously gonna be doing the console transfer. It just I'm hoping that this doesn't wipe it, whatever. Because
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
if it does wipe it, then I have no use for the console. So either that or I just save it as a bit of like a memory, kind of like my Virtual Boy, for instance. But I
Right.
mean that's I mean that there's a reason why that thing is like stuck, like you know, in box upon boxes of storage right now, because it's just a part of my memory that I really want myself and my eyes to forget. So.
Right. So which game are you going to dive into first, do you think? Or are you just going to kind of mess with the console settings and see what it can do? Or, I mean, what are your plans when you open up that box?
Well, I mean, since I won't be getting this until after I get out of work, like, because I work Sunday, so the wait is going to be unbearable as well. So, you know, when it gets, because I work from 9 to 5 each Sunday, like, you know, weekends.
Right.
So, once I get out of there, I'm rushing my nearest Best Buy, and depending if anybody's at the house, whatever, if they want to, you know, join in on Nintendo Land, that will be the first thing to do it. But if nobody's there or, you know, wants to join in, I'm just going to tinker around the settings. But as far as a game, if I have New Super Mario Bros. U, that's when I'm going to do it. But if not, I will definitely dive into Nintendo Land for a little bit, because because I mean, there are a few little first part, like for single player experiences that I could probably, lose a couple hours in there until I get another person to play with. So
Right.
there's that. And I don't know, maybe I'll just see as far as when it comes to like downloading on there. And speaking of downloading on there, did you okay it was the Wii's internal storage. I mean, how much really is in going to be personally stored in the con like each console, the basic and premium and deluxe set? This was announced through just a recent Nintendo Direct. Is basic. Okay, here's the thing: those who are purchasing a, you know, basic set, which does not come with Nintendo Land or, you know, the usual little trinkets like the stand and cradles and stuff like that,
Right.
comes with 8 gigabytes of memory. Now, one thing for any use of like, you know, media devices, be it iPhones, tablets, or anything like that, when you see something that's advertised for like 16 or 32 gigs, it's not really 32
Right,
gigs.
it's like a little less or more, usually less because of the operating system that has to go on there and, you know, all that stuff.
Yes, and for the 8 gigabyte basic set, the memory for that goes down to, I believe, for just the firmware, or like the firmware and the operating system, that takes around, I don't have the numbers with me right now, but around 3 or 4 gigs. So, no, 3.5 gigs. So that puts it down to around like 4.5, and I believe another goes down to. Overall, you're going to have like the basic set, what you have right there with all the firmware, you're going to have 3 gigabytes of usable memory.
Better find a
And
good external hard drive on Black Friday, I guess.
yeah, well, and Nintendo said that the up to what is it for external drive, hard drives, up to 2 terabytes, which is well enough for anybody. But
Yeah.
flash memory, I don't think is like a little flash memory disk. I don't think that's going to be able to hold games unless that's going to be put into a different, like, you know, system update. So that is troublesome for me because I was kind of hoping just to buy like a, I don't know, like a cheapo 16 gig flash drive and put it in there as opposed to buying like this, you know, external hard drive that's kind of look really odd next to it. But I mean, that's Nintendo's decision there. I mean, that's Nintendo's decision to actually, you know, put something like, you know, use expandable memory, which I applaud. It just, I can't help but think, like, is Nintendo really, like, you know, kind of just saying, like, hey, don't buy the basic set? I mean, even though they're giving us options to buy a basic set and or between a basic set or a deluxe set, isn't it kind of just hinting at it right now? Like, hey, really should be buying the deluxe set right now. And, well, sorry, I forgot to add. I mean, for those who are wondering how much memory is on the deluxe set, I believe it's, after the operating system, it's 29, so it's like 26 that I had to work with on there. So I know my math's off a little bit on this one. I mean, I just, again, I'm working on a phone right now, and battery is very low. I wouldn't say low at this moment, but I was already off target right now, but I'm recording right now. I just tweeted this right now. I'm recording. My Wi-Fi's down my house, and I'm recording in a parking lot at McDonald's trying to use their Wi-Fi right now. And having no attempt right now. I think they're on to me at the moment. So this is a place, a restaurant, of course, I, you know, avoid at all costs, like the plague. So yeah. It's the only thing with decent Wi-Fi, especially as far as a restaurant around this area. But digress. I digress. But back to what I was saying is, do you think that with this like short memory on there, what Nintendo is giving this premium set that's, you know, false advertising as far as on there, and downloadable games have been said, it's like, you know, Nintendo Land and New Super Mario U is supposed to be 2 gigabytes. So you won't be able to, people who don't want to pick up like physical copies, you're not going to be able to download both those on, you know, a basic set.
That's right.
So, and does this kind of, I'm led to believe maybe a year from now, we may see these basic, this is just a prediction, this is just me, I have a feeling that these basic sets may be discontinued.
You know, I'm not sure if they'll be discontinued, but I'm thinking maybe Nintendo will make a basic set like a 16 gig and then increase the hard drive space on the deluxe set. Or not, I guess it's not hard drive, the flash memory space on those. And then, you know, just keep the price the same because, I mean, flash memory is super cheap. And I, you know, I bet you this was all kind of part of Nintendo's game plan. I think, I bet you they've learned from what Microsoft has done and what Sony has done. And just by, you know, little incremental increases in hard drive space to think people are getting value. And when they're really just, you know, paying another extra dollar or two to get a little bit more flash space wholesale. So,
yeah, that, and that's what I'm going to see probably as far as like, you know, you have people like, you know, Michael Pachter or whatever, and all these different various analysts are saying that the, well, the basic and, you know, premium sets as far as the Wii U have far too expensive given like what they, you know, air quotes, what they know how powerful the, like, you know, the system is.
Right.
And that it, the fact that, like, once the next consoles come, like, you know, what Sony and Microsoft come out for next year, it's going to be, you know, out of date by that time. I mean, this is what they, you know, they claim to it. But can it be, I mean, the way I could probably say if, you know, like, they don't necessarily discontinue a basic set, but like you said, they, there could be room for, like, okay, here's a new basic set. I mean, I could definitely see them releasing a basic set to the point like, okay, here's 16 or 32 gigs and then keeping the price for that. And then here's a deluxe set, which is, I don't know, they'll double that because like you said, internal memory like that is not that expensive to put on there. And that's what kind of slightly, you know, just kind of irked me when it was released. I'm like, you know, you could have just pushed the memory up for that a little bit more and it wouldn't have mattered. I mean, and of course, I know there's definitely that small minority out there that really wish this console had, you know, DVD playability. But then again, this is a world where even the cheapest DVD player you can find is around like $30. So, and plus, I will live without that. But it's, I don't know. Some people just like having their entire entertainment hub as far as their DVDs all in one little system. I mean, I don't blame them. It's just, I can live without it. I mean, once, when I had my Wii and my 360, that's what my 360 served as far as my my DVD player. So there is that. But yeah, as far as memory, I mean, yeah, for basic set right now, I mean, just fair warning for anybody who, well, didn't Scott purchase a basic set or did he?
I'm not 100%. I thought that he had the deluxe edition, but I'm not 100% on that.
You got the deluxe, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
All right, as I say, those, I mean, as far as basic right now, because those are the ones that kind of, if you're trying to find a console, those are the few ones that are popping up, and it just the deluxe set is the one that's in high demand. I mean, not only that, we're getting Nintendo Land, we're getting that premium network membership, which is gonna definitely, I mean, it's definitely gonna persuade me more to, you know, download games, especially on that console.
Right, right, yeah, and you know, I'm kind of having the feeling that when I get this, that I'm already gonna almost immediately buy an external hard drive, just because I know I'm gonna want to, you know, kind of try and download as many games on from the eShop as I can. I mean, I'm so tired of physical media at this point that it's just gonna be such a luxury to be able to buy all your games on the eShop. And I mean, Ubisoft, even I think it was a quote from Ubisoft that they said that they can't wait to get their games on the eShop. I mean, they're going to do everything they can to get it them on there as close as possible to launch as they can. So that's really good news as well.
Yeah, and if they are the first to follow, you know, given like Ubisoft has been kind of a bit of a loyal, like, you know, third-party developer for like to Nintendo as well. I mean, well, even in the other two consoles, it just hopefully this is the first domino that falls with other companies. You know, if once Capcom gets on there with like Monster Hunter, that comes next, or even Konami, or hopefully, you know, EA, for instance. But EA, like what we know with EA, they're going to, for their online, you're going to have to use an Origin account, and that's another hoop to jump through,
yeah,
or whatever. But I went, long story short, I had a friend of mine who had bought like Mass Effect 3 for his PC, and this was right around the time, well, remember, for those who remember, EA was with Steam for a while when it came to their online purchases, but they broke off and formed Origin, their own little online service, and they had he had a really rough time with it for the first like few hours, as far as like it was really buggy, was very unresponsive with controls, and you know, frame rate was dropping. But I mean, he was able to correct it, but I mean, he, after my few times when we were playing with it on PC, I think we both had really harsh words to say for Origin. So in the case of that, it's just you know, it's expected, whatever. I mean, you're gonna see that, especially I believe with the other consoles right now. I mean, you do need an Origin account for like 360.
For the sports games for EA, I know you do for sure. I mean, you need to, or I don't know if it's called Origin, but it's like an EA specific login that you have to log into to play like FIFA or Madden or anything like that.
Trying to think else we could cover. One little thing that may be disappointing for everybody else is one thing that we had hoped that would be included in this right now, but was a Wii U system implementation of achievements or trophies, which I believe was confirmed by, it was Level 5, yeah, Scribblenauts Unlimited developer Level 5. They said that it's not going to be system wide. It's only going to be up for the developer, and I just want to know your thoughts on this right now.
Yeah, that's like that is disappointing to me that there's not like a universal achievement system per se that like you can choose to have them and you can choose to not. I mean, I can imagine most developers that are already developing 360 and PlayStation 3 games are just going to include them in there, but it's kind of a bummer that like there isn't a system-wide way to like you know, kind of show off your achievements, show off what you've done, show off your accomplishments, you know?
Yeah, and Nintendo's way of doing this, as far as like, I think it's like called like a check. Well, it's like a checklist system or something like that. The latest Nintendo Direct with Bill Trenton and whatever, which outlined, you know, Miiverse and how everything was going to be used, as far as like, if some certain players are stuck in a certain area or they're just accomplished being a boss. I think these are what, when you have with your friends online, if you say, for instance, have accomplished a level, it's posted on there, but it's not allocated for like a major gamer score.
Right.
But my opinion for right now is like, I've been really mixed on the whole use of achievements. Yes, it has made me want to continue playing a game as opposed like farther away. Like, you know, once I had to complete the initial, like, you know, campaign or, you know, game as well. I mean, but it makes me feel that you have something else, like with the games like that, like any of the, you have all these achievement hunters out there that get these very dinky little titles that are very like just to run up their gamer score.
Right.
Now, of course, there's a place for that. You know, people are like that a lot. That makes it, they have a bit of pride, you know, a little bit of pride to what the, you know, how high their number is, just to, you know, to show off.
Right.
And in the case of this, I could live without it, but I really do wish they would have done something like this, because I mean, now when it comes to, like, you know, whatever Microsoft or Sony implement, whatever, if there's going to be like a multi-platform game, I may end up just buying that for the other consoles opposed to Nintendo just to run up my score.
Right.
But it's, I don't know, you're not at a loss this, are you?
Well, no, I mean, I'm kind of excited to see what it comes to, because honestly, I'm like you, I've achievement hunted games that I've, you know, I've already completed, and I'll play it for a little bit longer and extend the play time. But sometimes that's just not fun. I mean, like, I played Red Dead Redemption for way longer than I really wanted to, just to try and get as many achievements as I can. And then once I was like at about 900 achievement points for the game, I realized I wasn't really having fun playing the game. So, you know, if Nintendo can make it right, do something really cool with it, you know, maybe it'll be for the betterment of it, you know?
Yeah, and this doesn't mean that, okay, for those who were really disappointed with this, is it doesn't rule out the possibility of them being put on there, again, through a system update, which is the same way that Sony did, whatever,
with trophies,
I believe in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and by the way, they weren't called trophies at first. I mean, well, not in 08, whatever I'm saying. Mm-hmm. It's like right when the PlayStation 3 first launched and they hinted at the idea, and the name of it was easily a blatant ripoff of it. Instead of achievements, they wanted to be called entitlements.
Yeah, right.
In entitlements. I was like, huh, I wonder where you got that idea from. But I don't know. There's just something about when you get like a little gamer score, like, you know, when you're playing a game on like your 360 and that little chime comes in, it's like, there's just something. I just stick my, like, you know, I peer up a little bit, whatever, or like I edge up a bit, and I'm like, oh, what did I earn this time? I mean, there's just something about that you earn by accident that's really, you know, you're very excited to have something like that, even if it's like 5 gamer score or 10, or, you know, or if you do something that's by accident like that, like it's 50, you know, you feel very triumphant with it. It just,
yeah,
but even completing,
you know, for me, it's like sometimes I hear that chime and it's just somebody logging in. I'm like, dang it, I didn't really achieve anything.
I know. No, not only that. Yeah, I know. I hear you. Whatever. I'd be playing something. I assume like, okay, like I'm trying to earn like, I was playing Halo like Reach a couple years ago, and I like trying to earn like these little side missions, and I assumed I had got it, whatever. But I was like, oh, I got it. It's like, oh, so-and-so just popped on, like,
yeah.
You ruined it. Sorry. You know, but no. And,
you know,
after
I hope
that,
Nintendo does something fun with that. Like, because they have some of the most recognizable, like, chimes out of any of the gaming companies. I mean, it could be a coin. It could be, like, a one-up sound. I mean, Nintendo could, you know, really make it awesome if they do something like that.
Oh, no. And I can hear me on this. If they do, okay, for instance, like, say down the line, they decide to do something like this. Imagine with the first-party Nintendo titles, the chime is not overall for everyone, but the chime is specific for the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, you have a Mario game that has the one-up sound or the coin sound,
mm-hmm.
Zelda sound, like the discovery, like, you know, the discovery chime, or even Metroid,
oh, yeah.
the item sound. All this stuff that could be really interesting enough to, like, you know, to like bring out more as far as the discovery of these games. I mean,
right.
Just to kind of have this broad little like a uniqueness to it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I'm disappointed they're not on there, but this should not even be like a make or break deal for anybody. I mean, obviously there's going to be those people on the fence that really want to like run up, like buy their console to, hey, what makes me want to, you know, be a pro gamer at this, whatever. But obviously, that's not going to have the case, but
right.
Hopefully the little more that we see what Nintendo has as a alternative to this, we'll see how it is. It just, thankfully, though, we're away from friend code, so that's mm-hmm. a step in the right direction.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, as much flack as I've given the Wii U's online, I mean, this is actually the console that I'm going to buy this version of Call of Duty Black Ops 2. I mean, I don't even really like Call of Duty games, but I want to see how the Wii U version plays online. I want to see how it plays on the tablet controller. I mean, that actually really has me excited. It's got me sold to on that game alone on those features, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I believe, no, speaking of, like, you know, playing on the screen is – I believe the length, yeah, I think we got the length, like, what's the maximum length that you could be playing away from the console. I think it's like around 25, 30 feet.
Yeah, I think it's like 30 feet, but I mean, depending on walls and like, furniture and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, that's actually not too bad. I mean, in my house, I know I'll be able to walk it basically across the entire living room and into both of the bedrooms. So, that's kind of exciting.
You know what this means, right?
What's that?
This means this is ushering in a new era in bathroom gaming.
Yeah, that's right.
This
Absolutely.
is, if only that thing were waterproof. I don't know, but
That's right. And I know that's I'm gonna take mine there eventually. I'm not gonna want to ruin my Zelda game, I'm gonna just take it with me, continue it.
I'm gonna feel bad for the person who's playing this in the bath right now and just accidentally drops this in there and
That's
and
right.
Those things aren't cheap. Obviously, these things aren't cheap as far as replaceable, but
Right.
I really hope there's a warranty on those game pads right now, because I got a feeling if I leave this thing alone with others, like once Christmas time or Thanksgiving time, like when Thanksgiving or Christmas time come around and I have my little cousins coming around playing this, I'm gonna worry a little bit knowing that if they are smashing on this thing, realizing that, hey, this is not a regular controller where if you break it, it's easily replaceable. But in the case of this one, I'm probably gonna be owed maybe around $100 probably to replace this thing. So,
Exactly. So be
I mean,
careful.
I, yeah, be very careful. I mean, for anybody who owns an iPhone, getting anything simple like replaced, like for a home button or a shutter button or anything like that replaced, it's not a pretty penny. It
That's
isn't. I
right.
mean, even for anything like a battery for like that, whatever. I mean, it just Apple's very ruthless of that. So, I mean, this is the reason why I'm 2 years right now of my iPhone 4, and my battery life is just slowly, like below
Disintegrating, yeah.
normal. Then, yeah. And this is coming from somebody when I first bought my iPhone, I just made sure, like, okay, when you're charging your battery, don't charge it until like it's below 20% or even below 10. That's what I would do, because batteries have a certain amount as far as to like how much you can recharge them. I mean, you can't, like, it's something I learned, but I think it's met its end at the moment right now. But I'm luckily, I'm just waiting it out. But I digress on that.
Right. And you know what? Speaking of the battery life, it's good that it looks like the Wii U's battery is going to be able to be easily replaceable. So that's kind of forward thinking on Nintendo's part. I mean, I know it's like a lithium ion battery, but those things don't last forever. So at least
I'm
they're.
just, I feel like there's going to be a bit of a, well, the fact that this thing will not be charged through a USB port. I mean, that I really kind of wish it was possible, because now you're going to have to, like, okay, because through the very, like, the few Wii U unboxings I saw is, okay, the Wii U not only has its own brick for a power cord, but the gamepad has its own brick for a power cord.
Right. That's right. Yeah,
This.
it's kind of crazy that you're gonna have to plug that in somewhere and like keep it plugged in at all times,
That's gonna create a bit of a problems for me right now, but hopefully I'll get beyond that right now. But I'm just amazed the thing has its own little brick for a
Yeah.
thing. But I mean, luckily it's not as massive as to the original Xbox's, like, literal brick of a power
Oh.
cord.
Oh my gosh, I still have my launch X. Well, not launch. It's shortly after launch Xbox, and that thing is so loud, and that brick is just you can't hide it anywhere. It's just huge. It's crazy. So yeah, I at least it's not that large.
No, I've had that point whenever, like, when I'd be like reconnecting, like, like behind my TV, when I had my Wii and my 360, be putting in my different component cards, my little brick of my power cord, Xbox 360 cord back there. And I remember, I think early on, whatever, my mom was like messing around with the TV when I was in the back, just putting up the cords, whatever.
Right.
And my mom freaks out because she's a spider right there. Of course, what do I do? Take that thing, smash. That is. So that's its only good purpose. But congratulations, Microsoft. You've made this thing to as a valid, like, idea of killing spiders. So there you go.
Oh, that's great. Well, I mean, what else can you use the brick for? You can just throw it at things, It works for that.
Well, yeah, throw at things, but I mean, that thing could easily kill somebody.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So, I mean, do you have any final thoughts then on Wii U? I mean, what do you have to say before we finally get our hands on it? I mean, anything?
Well, it is. It's hard to believe we've come this far right now. I mean, not to be very cliche, but it's amazing to me that, where we've been 6 years away from the launch of, like, the Wii, and now we're here as far as, you know, Nintendo's like the first into this next generation, into like this brand new world of console, like, you know, of console making. But obviously, you know, we have a very good launch. I mean, I'm surprised as far as like the good, the dirt, like the amount of like launch titles that this console is going to have, despite the fact that, you know, from those who are very negative about it, it's like, yeah, these may be just ports, but it's the fact that, like, you know, trying to get that audience, that core audience back that wasn't as lost like the last generation. Now, but it's really refreshing to me because, you know, for the last couple months I have just been neglecting my Wii. I mean, I think after Skyward Sword, or even for the few times I played Sin and Punishment Star Successor just to like get back on that, I've just ignored it. I'm at the point where I was just really tired of it. I think it just had to show, like, you know, we were used to 5-year console cycles. I mean, for our age, that's how much we were used to, and now we're here and we're. I'm just really happy knowing that, hey, you know, my gaming, like, as much as I, you know, read and can, like, you know, I digest as much gaming, like, you know, gaming news and just previews and reviews and videos and podcasts, it's really nice for me to finally, like, you know, finally have something else that's Nintendo related as far as a gaming console to finally back in my life, even
That's
though I'm
right.
a 3DS owner. So this is a very exciting time, and I'm just, yeah, this November 18th, I mean, it's going to be a nice day. It is going to be a nice day for Nintendo gaming.
Absolutely. And you know what? I'm right with you there. I mean, I it's going to be great to see what this new kind of console can actually do. I mean, Nintendo's got a pretty good track record of making weird, wacky adjustments to their controller inputs and, you know, adding things like the Rumble Pack and the analog stick for the N64, things that have really caught on. And I mean, it's going to be interesting to see if this touch input is something that catches on with like Microsoft and Sony. I mean, obviously Microsoft has the, what is it, smart glass or something, but I mean, I don't think it's going to be to the extent of what we use
Have
doing.
you tested out that thing at all yet? I mean, I've had a couple people at work just asking me more and more about it. I mean, the only thing I could give to is that, well, it's, you know, of course, obviously, you know, Nintendo, like Microsoft's response. I wouldn't say to the gamepad that, like, you know, Wii U's putting out, but it's more of an extension of how they're going to be controlling gaming. So,
Right, and you know what? I don't have a device that supports it. I've been wanting to, but I just don't have anything that supports it right now. So I don't have an iPad or any iDevice, so.
it is, and even Nintendo's kind of going that same way, I think. Well, not necessarily with their gamepad, but one thing that was brought up with the Nintendo Network ID is, like, I believe in the future you're going to be able to access, you know, the Miiverse, like the Miiverse, through various other devices, be it, I think, you know, mobile device or even your laptop or desktop computer. So there is that. So I mean, the giving that branching away from the console is a nice little step in the direction that, you know, Nintendo has, you know, neglected a little bit. So I think the problem I had with Surface, though, is that really, do I need something else like that to power on? Like, I mean, unless it's going to add more to my entertainment hub, to my, you know, 360 or whatever, you know, Durango is going to have, like Xbox Durango is going to have next year.
Yeah, so yeah, I mean that it's gonna be interesting couple of months. I mean, I it'll be very telling to see what Wii U does here, and I think it's gonna do well. I gosh, I it's gonna I there's just not enough time or money to play all these games that are gonna be launching, you know? It's gonna be crazy.
It is, you know, it's going to be very interesting. I mean, all that. November is always a month for all of us that we get for gamers that we get excited for, but we also dread. I mean, even our paychecks and the amount of income that we get in. So, I mean, I've had to hold off on Halo 4 for a while, which, I mean, but I've played multiplayer, which, and I have to say right now that 343 Industries has done a fine job of, you know, filling in Bungie's shoes. So, there's that little non, like, what I've been playing. But getting with that as far as multiplayer, surprises how well it's kind of been, of like the multiplayer has evolved enough to whatever to set itself at, like, once, yeah, to, you know, compete itself with like the Call of Duties of the world. So it's finally, I mean, for the first time I think since Halo 2, I've finally been, you know, invested in, you know, playing a multiplayer, the multiplayer aspect of like Halo, even though I have said on multiple occasions that even you, for instance, like, we've been burnt out on the first-person shooter genre.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, it's just been littered upon, you know, not even clones or copycats, but it seems like the genre right now that it hasn't really had that much to separate itself. I mean,
Right.
where are, I mean, obviously not to say this is for the multiplayer gaming aspect, but I mean, we need those BioShocks. The more those BioShocks, those mirror edges of the world.
That's right. That's right. Something that's, you know, new, exciting, different. I mean, something that just kind of is takes you away from the usual point a gun and shoot at it, or points at something and shoot at it, you know. So yeah, I'm my wallet, like you said, is gonna be hating me in the next couple of months, but you know, it's worth it. November's one of the best times to be a gamer, so it's gonna be great. Yeah, so well, yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty much our show for the week. Do you have any final final thoughts on anything? So
even though I think we didn't really talk much, you didn't really talk much about the, I did want to add this, the thoughts on the Wii U ads that have been airing for the last couple weeks.
Oh, you know, I've only seen the first one, so I can't really comment too much on that. Haven't had a lot of time for TV lately.
Yeah, well, they don't really have that sense of awe that you're, like, you know, building up what you have with the Wii ads, because once you first saw those, you weren't really sure that it was a console. Like, you know, first it would come up as a console, but once you kind of saw the thing in action, that got even, like, the non-gamer thinking, like, oh, that aha moment, you know, as far as, like, you know, I want to learn more. Now,
right.
The one thing I kind of really find bad about the, well, not to say these have been badly made. I mean, I like this. I mean, aside from music choices or whatever for this one, I believe it's just some very random dubstep. So, I mean, I've had people complain about that. But these commercials, I mean, they've, this is one thing I have to really add that I feel like that kind of feel like has been the problem when the Wii U was first announced, is the fact that, like, are they having a hard enough time trying to distinguish that this is just a new console or just a peripheral for the Wii?
I think a lot of people are confused by this. Like, I mean, have you talked to anybody, like, not in your gamer circle of friends about, like, the Wii U and, like, what their thoughts about it? Because, like, I interacted with a couple of people who are, like, just super, super confused about, like, exactly what it is. They're like, so do I have to buy, like, a new box, or can I just buy the controller? I mean, I don't know why it's so confusing to a lot of people, but it really is, I suppose.
Well, it's the few people in my coworkers, they even, like, you know, brought me in, like, you know, a little chit chat to, like, by the water cooler, or so to speak, is so what's this about this Wii U? And they even said, like, what's this with this new console? I'm like, oh, so you did find out it was a new console? Like, they said, yeah, I noticed that it was, like, new controller. I think that's what they got to it, or they saw. I think that's what they kind of connected with, saying, like, oh, it's a new controller, and
right,
they saw these different games. But I think to that, like, that's just a, you know, the short exception, like, exception for that, whatever. But I've never really encountered anybody who was really confused by that, like, as far as that. But I mean, I'm sure there are definitely some people out there who are confused by it. So, but it's just definitely gonna, it's going to come down to the sales numbers as far as, like, what Nintendo's marketing comes down to this. If they're going to have to, like, redo these ads, like, hey, look at this black thing in the back, look at this, like, black box in the back. That's a new console.
Yeah, that's right. I think that maybe getting it out at, like, shopping malls, or I'm sure they're planning on that for the holiday season, getting people actually playing it. I mean, do you remember when they had that? Used to go on, like, Wii tours, and there used to be, like, 8 or 9 Wii consoles hooked up, and then just different games being played, like, right in the middle of a shopping mall. At least here in New Mexico, they did stuff like that. I mean,
I never did get a chance to see those when they came by. I mean, when I picked up my Wii, it was the first time I'd held the controller in my hand. So this is going to be the same case with the Wii U. It's going to be the first time that I've held the console and all that in my hands, and, you know, be able to tinker around with it. Because when I first got that Wii, I mean, hopefully I had that same kind of, like, feeling when I opened up the console, because I think the first thing I looked at was just looking at the controller, just, like, examining it, like, you know, wow, this is this one thing that when the controller was first unveiled, I was questioned it so much, but until I saw that moment, like, oh, this is how it's going to be used. I mean, obviously that moment is not there with the gamepad right now, but hopefully for that, that changes once you get that in the people's hands. I mean, that's of course what we're trying to see with Nintendo Land. It's trying to be that, like I said, that other new, you know, test demo, like that little, I won't say demo, but sort of like that instruction manual how to work this thing. So
yeah, that's that. Just like what Wii Sports was, you know, I mean, just shows you how to use your console, shows you what it's all about, shows you the, you know, everything that it can be, hopefully. I think Nintendo Land really could do that, actually. I mean, are you excited for that game, per se? Have you?
Oh, yeah, I am. I am excited for it. I mean, like I said, I will definitely, if I don't have New Super Mario Brothers U with me when I go to pick up the console, is, like, if I don't get it. But that will be the first game I'll play, aside from, you know, just tinkering around like the features and everything once I get the first day update. But yeah, that'll be the one I'll get on there. But I mean, hopefully my interest is not waned on it, whatever, when I find out that the single player experiences I kind of get through them pretty quickly, or I really need to find out like, hey, I need some people to play with this. So I mean, that's my reasoning for New Super Mario's U. I mean, aside from the cooperative play that you're going to get with it, is it's a game I'm like, you know what, I'm just gonna sit down and play this by myself. That's its purpose for me, what I'm gonna use for it. Same thing with Zombie U. So there is that.
Yeah, are you planning on getting Rayman at all?
Once it gets, well, yeah, once it releases in they haven't even put a release date for it, because
no,
obviously
I don't think I'm not 100%. I don't think it's launched. No.
No. It is not launched. Ubisoft had announced that it was delayed into 2013, which I believe, which is a smart move, because I think it would probably get lost in the matter of the launch. It's the same thing with Pikmin 3. Even though I would have liked to have that on there, because that would definitely have been my first day purchase. But no, I think that is a smarter move, even though it's still a Wii U exclusive. But that game is actually being demoed with the demo stations at Wii U demo stations across the country. So there's that to get people, you know, excited for it. So that is a smart move on Nintendo's part.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. It's definitely going to be a showpiece title for the console, so that's great.
Yeah, I mean, even though my Best Buy is not going to have that right now, I'm going to probably be that one person really late night, you know, going to the bar with my friends and be like, hey, we need to make a pit stop right now. Yeah. In the door, getting this thing, like, I need it now.
That's right. You're just going to be thinking about it. Yeah, well, I'm hoping.
No, who knows? I may take that Xbox 360 brick and just get it in there. This, and then a few days in jails later and penalty charges, I probably won't get that again. So
yeah, that's right.
I'll rethink that.
Put that brick to good use. Well, I'm not going to be able to play it right away either. I have I work, of course, in the morning, early morning at 5 o'clock. So I'll get to go pick it up at midnight, maybe turn it on for a little bit, and then have to think about it until I get off work later in the day.
Well, not only that, I think you have, well, you don't, your soccer season's over, so I think you have that less to worry about right now as far as taking away time.
That's right. I just have the occasional practice here and there, but we're just about done, so that's also good as well. I'll have a little bit more Wii U time, you know?
Oh, yeah, a little bit more team with Wii U, so a little private time.
Yeah, that's right. Awesome. So do you have anything else that you want to throw into the podcast? Do you want to give out your Twitters or anything like that?
One last thing I wanted to add, and just a little short to talk about. I mean, right now, well, this article will probably, this short little article will be out hopefully by the time this podcast, or right when the Wii U launches, is, well, not only November 18th marks, you know, the release of the Wii U, but it's also marks the 10th anniversary of probably one of my favorite games of all time, if not my favorite game, and is Metroid Prime. And I'm finding it very hard to believe again that we are again 10 years later from a game that had such a, you know, questionable development cycle and, you know, development team behind it, that as far as like it came, you know, became probably one of the most critically praised games of, like, you know, two generations ago. When I was talking about, like, you know, GameCube titles being put in the virtual console, I think this should be like the set standard as far as, like, you know, the showpiece style to actually show it off. If they would have had this on there, like a Wii U virtual console title, like service implemented first at launch day, I would have to put probably my first title in there, you know, the Wii controlled version of, you know, Metroid Prime.
Yeah, that was a really good version of it with the new play controls, or I guess they don't really call it new play controls, but with that one, I think that.
Yeah, I'll say the ones released out of, like, in Japan when the Prime one, they were called, you know, new play controls. But I missed out on the Prime, the Metroid Prime Trilogy collection, but now that's being offered for around, like, upwards around $100 on eBay, so I've been kicking myself in the head, myself in the back for not picking that up sooner. So that's why I'm just hoping Nintendo, please re-release this game. I mean, it would be just.
Oh yeah, great to just download onto your console and GameCube games.
Not just a download, but just to give I know the game sold well for its time. Obviously, the next version didn't do as well because it was heavily advertised. You know, even though people got confused, the fact like, oh, this is Nintendo's version of Halo, but it was not the case. I mean, you know, it was just a reintroduction of the series and Metroid to, you know, newcomers for anybody who had missed it. I wouldn't say missed out, but those are very unfamiliar with it. I mean, and I really wish they could probably. I feel like that would be a great reintroduction, like, you know, well, reboot of the Metroid franchise. You know, whenever Nintendo decides to release their next title in this, like, you know, in the saga of Samus Aran. So I just wanted to take the time, you know, to say, you know, like, hey, you know, happy birthday, Metroid Prime. You know, you're one of my, you've gave me, out of the games that I've played, you know, constantly, you know, over and over again, even though I have found everything, like, you know, 100% the game and found everything in every nook and cranny, I still came back for more just to revisit. Not only it's like great atmosphere, great music, and just, you know, even for, I will still comment, like, you know, commend Retro Studios for, you know, their artistic design, because if any Metroid game, one thing that I really liked about it is, like, no matter what room you walked in, it was always different.
Yes,
there was
yes.
something different about it.
Right. And, playing the little bit of Halo that actually kind of basically just watching it, it's very evident that a couple of the retro guys went on to play the Halo games, because, I mean, that's what's actually really cool about Halo 4 is, like, nothing looks the same. I mean, all the environments are pretty, you know, characteristic. I mean, they all are just fantastic, you know?
Yeah, not only that, and, like, Master Chief's HUD is very reminiscent of, like, you know, Samus's, like, you know, visor HUD, whatever, in the game. I mean, just minus the fact of, like, changing HUD. So there is that. So it's a nice little nod to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely great. I mean, I just hope that the next Metroid games that they develop for Wii U really, really can be as fantastic as Retro has made them in the past, if that's the developer behind it, you know? So it'll be great to see.
But yeah, it's just monument is anniversary, but yeah, look out for that article once I get that posted. So it's going to be
definitely
a short little piece, just a kind of a love letter to the game.
Yeah, definitely. Fantastic. I didn't even know that the 10th anniversary was coming up. I mean, Nintendo sure as heck hasn't put up much fanfare about it. So
given that it's a series that, like, Nintendo, like, tries to hype up a lot, but they just don't know usually what to do with it. I think that's their problem with it. I mean, they have all this marketing toward the series, be it, like, you know, what was it, like, the campaign they had with, like, Metroid Other M, even though it didn't bomb, it just did not sell gangbusters. So it's just, and this is a series I think Nintendo tries harder and harder each time just to get in everybody's hands, but yet just only the hardcore following, you know, fans just really pick it up. It's just, you never get that new audience to, you know, to grasp how great of a series this is.
Right. Mm. Yeah, I think that the best games that have come out of Nintendo have all been from Retro for the last decade. So, I mean, bravo to them for making Metroid Prime, which is just arguably one of the best games of the last decade, you know?
It is, and, you know, I'm still looking forward to what Retro's probably going to be putting out, even though we get hints of it. It's like, oh, they're either going to be handed another Nintendo franchise, or, which I hope for this case, you know, a new and original title. That's just for me, because I want, you know, this company to kind of flex its muscles a little bit as far as to just, you know, being a property to, you know, redo and just revamp, you know, dormant Nintendo franchises.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, I can't wait to see what they do with the Wii U. I mean, what are you hoping for, another Metroid, or are you hoping for like just something, you said that something just completely new, something that can just like blow our minds off, you know?
I wouldn't even care the least, whatever. If it's a handheld title or a Wii U title, I will buy it. I mean, even if it, like, a Metroid title was like on those LCD Tigers Electronics back in the day, I would pick that up. That's how dedicated I am to that series. I mean, that's how much regard I hold that thing higher than anything from, like, even one of my other favorite series, Half-Life or The Legend of Zelda. Those are things I hold that game higher than both those. That's how dedicated I am to, especially for a game of that size and scope.
Even if you put it on a UDraw tablet, you're still going to play it. No big deal.
Oh, no. I will draw my very bad Metroid, like, my very terrible Samus Aran, like, adaptation, like, you know, depiction. So there's that. So look out for that, and just be afraid of what it's going to come. So
yeah, Metroid UDraw. Imagine that. Let's do it, Retro. I'm ready. Sign me up. Awesome. Well, great. Well, I think it's been a pretty good podcast, even though it's just been the two of us. So, I mean, thanks for joining me tonight. That's been great.
Oh yeah, and I mean, obviously with the two right now, we've well, again with our schedules right now, but obviously we actually have some new members of the Infendo family to introduce. Well, they're not on here, but
Hopefully they
well,
can be
actually.
in the next couple of weeks. We'll try and make that happen.
So we got more. Yeah, Nintendo's growing right now. I mean, obviously, it was a good chance that we need these new writers on here because of the, the flow of like, Wii U gaming news that's gonna be coming out. Reviews, news, updates, and just even little game parties are probably gonna have to set up soon. So we
Right.
got that going right now. So it's a good time to be a Nintendo gamer right now.
That's right. That's right. So great. So yeah, I mean, follow us all on Twitter. I'm sure that the new guys will get on the podcast at one point, and then we can all meet everybody and be an entire Nintendo family.
It's like, yeah, they're supposed to be on here, slackers.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't mean I the to those new writers, listen, I don't mean I mean I mean I kid because I care. I kid
Yeah.
because I care, so
That's right. All right. Well, thanks, Harrison, for joining us this week. Thanks, listeners, for listening in to us. And yeah, have a good Wii U weekend.